This is the story of a journey propelled by love, the love of a mighty God and the people he had created. It's the story of perfection that was destroyed, of mercy that was extended, and of God's faithfulness through it all. Despite humanity's rebellion and disobedience, God's plan to set things right kept unfolding. There were times the Almighty's voice thundered with judgment. Sometimes it was a song of comfort. For 400 years, he was simply silent. Then one night in the town of Bethlehem, everything changed. As a boy, Jesus roamed the hills of Nazareth. At 12, he stood in the temple and spoke of tending to his father's business. At 30, he was baptized as John proclaimed him the Lamb of God. Then for 3 years, he traveled throughout the land, healing the sick, delivering the broken, loving the outcast, and even raising the dead. At last, the road turned again to Jerusalem. As he rode into the city, crowds greeted him the way they would greet a conquering king.
Hosanna, sing Hosanna, come lift a shout of praise. Lift songs of our Messiah, swing wide the city gates. Though we have walked in darkness, the night is finally past. A king has come to save us, his kingdom here at last.
Jesus knew what was waiting ahead, as the journey that had taken thousands of years descended into deep shadows. Powerful religious and political forces aligned to destroy him. One who had posed as a faithful follower betrayed him for the price of a slave. But first, the Lord would eat the Passover meal with his friends. He had one more opportunity to show them his love and prepare them for the coming day. In Gethsemane, Jesus prayed alone. The first drops of blood that he would shed on our behalf trickled down his brow as he surrendered to his Father's will. Soldiers arrived to arrest him, and the long night of trial and torture began. Was sentenced to death by crucifixion. He was stripped and scourged and mocked, and then he carried his own cross up the hill of Golgotha, where he opened his arms, submitted to the nails in his hands and feet, and laid down his life willingly in your place.
Were you?